Get it? Octavarius, so nefarious. Eight legs and a wicked arm. Octavarius descended from planet X, ready to save our... Oh, hi!
Oh,
wow.
You got us.
Whoa, we were surprised. On Vlog TV.
Welcome, everybody, to the Octavarius podcast. Hey, guess what?
What?
It's episode 50.
Get
out of town, James. You can't be serious.
Come on.
I did notice we have just about as many episodes as the Nerdist.
Really?
Yeah. Because he just happened to start around the same time as us.
Wow.
Yeah. What a fucking copycat, Chris Hardwick. Get over yourself, Hardwick.
All right, let's
right now.
Let's go nuts. Let's start on this end of the couch this time and what? Sound off.
Whoa. Hey, everybody, for the 48th time out of 50, it's B-Wo.
Hey, everyone, for the somethingth time, it's Cloud.
I'm also in the something range, it's Keith.
I think I've gone to about 41 or so. I had to miss like 8 weeks straight at some point, but it stands.
I'm Chris.
We'll say 33, Scott.
49, Castelvi.
Yeah, 49-ish mark.
24, Makula.
Drag it out.
For the first time ever, Logan.
Hey!
Real quick, before we start, who was there for the first podcast? I think I was there.
I was there.
Was it the bat?
Yeah, we did like
a year. That was the first one.
Crazy.
But seriously, though, we have a special guest. It's Logan.
Hey,
Logan.
Hi, Logan.
Hi, guys.
He blogs with us, and he's cute.
And he's so cute.
Okay.
Logan, plug your show that you do.
My show that I do went Friday and Saturday nights at 9 at Crocodile Lounge, 1540 North Milwaukee Avenue.
Yeah, that
basement.
Show.
Yeah.
Why don't you plug it?
Yeah. Okay.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's good.
It's a fun time.
We're going to be opening...
The 15th. January 15th, the day after my birthday.
Come to that show, everybody.
You have a January birthday?
It's on the 14th.
Pizza. That's sweet. I have a January birthday.
I know, we've talked about repurchase of an alcoholic beverage.
Yeah, any alcoholic beverage gets you a free pizza.
And if you can eat more than three, you got me beat.
Yeah.
Mark's a solo pizza-eating champ.
Yes.
It's like third podcast in a row we've referenced it. It's one of your main endearing qualities.
He's sad and he eats pizzas by himself.
He's like the forgotten Ninja Turtle.
Well, I guess we're all ready to go.
Oh, shit.
Where's our mailbag?
50 times. Know. Jesus.
I think we figured out a bet. Oh, wait. I've got it right here. Hang on.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, sweet.
Great. Here.
Just open that letter. This one comes to us from a James C. from Chicago, Illinois.
Our apologies to our actual written letter. RJ.
Which may be next week.
Yeah.
Hopefully will be next week.
It's a literal handwritten letter. All right, go ahead.
Some of it is...
Well, hand-typed it.
Yeah. And James C. wrote 45, 46, 47, 48, 49...
Doubt he wrote it this way.
50? Question mark. That's a big number. I'm not that old yet, but things will probably be a lot different on this world when I'm the same age as this podcast. What is up with that?
What's the question?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's like 50 weeks old? 50 years?
50 years, I think.
50 years.
Things will be a lot different then.
Yeah.
But what
half
will
a
be
century.
Different? Yeah. Well, I mean, you know.
So when we're all 50, that's how many years from now?
No. 20 plus.
Yeah, it's the year 2061.
For some people.
For some.
Oh, that's right. Well, it's not 50 years from now. It's when we're all 50.
Yeah.
When we're all 50?
Yes.
50 years old.
Okay.
When you're 50, what will the world look like around you?
I'm halfway there.
So now,
what will your lives be?
Okay.
Do you like Minority Report?
Wait, really? You think it'll be like all horrible and...
Not
prosecuting
horrible.
For crime.
Pre-crime. It's horrible besides them arresting people that are possibly innocent. What's horrible about pre-crime?
I'd like to point out that happened once for the entire world.
Yeah.
Like
you're making an omelet, you're going to break some eggs.
Okay.
And eggs.
Yeah, there were a lot of good things in Minority.
Here's what I will say about Minority Report future technology is that it is already sort of here to some degree.
And it's speculated that we will, like, okay. So, Xbox came out with the Kinect hardware, as we all know. And some guys have since hacked it so that it's basically got Minority Report computer technology. You can wave your arms around and your computer recognizes that you're doing it. So you can literally click and drag. Well, not click, but you can grab and drag. You can finger and drag all sorts of different things on your computer. And while it's not common tech right now, it's speculated that it could be very common within the next 5 years or so.
Here's a fun one. I found out this was originally the PlayStation 2 had a feature they were trying to work out, but it was too creepy, so they got rid of it.
Really?
But the PlayStation 2, because originally you couldn't watch DVDs on things, and the PlayStation 2 was awesome because you could. And the original idea for the PS2 was it was going to monitor the types of movies that you watch and adjust the levels of violence and whatnot in your games. So if you watch a lot of slasher movies and stuff, your games would be a lot more violent. Whereas if you mostly watched kids' movies or like comedies and romance, then it would be less violent. But they thought people would be so creeped out by having this machine monitor your viewing habits that they decided to scrap it.
You know that the PS2 was very popular on the black market in the early 2000s for weapons systems that would use the operating system. Like, I remember news stories coming out about how Saddam Hussein purchased, like, thousands of PS2s for possible missiles and guidance systems.
Well, our defense system runs a lot of its computers using PS3s.
Yeah. It's,
it's a supercomputer.
Yeah, it's a pretty amazing computer.
We've given PS2s away as prizes.
I know.
I still have one.
I know. We may have helped the terrorists.
They're garbage to us now.
The thing for me in 50 years, what's amazing is, you know, I never expected to have the iPhone. I feel like the iPhone surprised everybody and the way cell phone and flash technology evolved. And so I feel like something else will happen
I think
like that.
Put that on your wrist.
No, they're going to put it in your brain.
Use your watch.
They're going to put it in your brain.
That's too creepy. I don't want shit implanted.
I don't think they're ever going to be able to put it in my brain.
Well, I think it'll be something that we never saw coming. Like, we'll be looking for stuff to be put in our brains, but then out of nowhere there will be a whole new type of thing, like an advancement in food technology.
Well, I heard there was one guy I heard on, he was doing an interview, and he was some theorist or something, and he was talking about the future being like being set up more like a video game, where like you have your glasses or you have whatever, and you wake up in the morning and you brush your teeth and you get 50 points for brushing your teeth.
What?
And if you brush it for the full 3 minutes, you get X amount of points from the Crest Company, which is awesome because now you can go spend that somewhere else. If you get to work on time and you use public transportation, bonus, that's like 500 points. And it's this system where life is structured like a video game, where doing good things rewards you.
It's like achievements for life.
Exactly. Yeah. And then, you know, you're watching commercials and it would
solve... Watching your hand achievement unlocked.
Yeah.
I would hate that.
Would there be no money?
Yeah.
Well, no. The thing is, like...
Would your points take the place of money?
Well, not necessarily. Like, if you think about advertisements, they can't get people to watch commercials on there. But companies could do where if you sit there and you watch the whole commercial, you get 200 points. And
I don't
then
like
you can...
this.
But they're paying for the advertisements. Well, yeah. And then some people say, like... Oh, that's creepy, and you're controlling our lives, and humanity's doomed. And they could be right. But, like, what if it's cooler? What if it's cooler if life's a video game?
No,
no. It's akin to what you're talking about is just, like, advertisement companies just getting more and more powerful and more telling you what to do. Which, I'm going to go back to Minority Report. When we would walk, like, there'd be scenes where they walk into a gap, and then
they read their
hologram
identity,
would tell you what they had just purchased. And I just don't feel comfortable.
We're already kind of going that way. Look at any time you buy something, it's like, also buy this, because we know what you've bought.
Netflix has, you like this. Did
but
you
like
this?
I don't mind if Amazon's going to recommend something to me. What bugs me is, like, if the PS2 makes my game less violent, like, is it wrong if I want to watch Yo Gabba Gabba and then play, like, Resident Evil 4?
I go disembowel some dudes?
I do mind if Amazon recommends things to me based on my previous purchases. I had to buy spaghetti once for a bridge building contest for my work. And
like,
I've been getting
spaghetti on
Amazon?
Did they give you sweet deals?
No, I was just looking. I was just trying to find deals. And now they've been trying to peddle pasta on
potatoes.
Me ever since.
Onions.
Remember when you bought when you looked at pasta that one time? You might want these other 67 types of pasta.
Well, and it's that thing where, you know, once you give up that right to privacy, can you ever get it back? Once they have the ability to track you and find out everything you're doing to sell shit to you, nothing's just going to make them want to stop.
Sounds like
but you can confuse them.
Kind of, but we all get cool cell phones.
I don't want that.
You know?
So, Claude, you seem very anti-new technology.
You seem very anti-techno-utopia.
Can I have my, like, hippie moment?
Do it.
Have your hippie moment.
By all means.
This Claude's hippie moment.
It's
like, promise.
We're singing out right now.
It's a sit song.
Okay, I think that we can only go so far with technological advancements, like things like the iPhone and things like that. I think that in the future, when we're all 50, we're going to be at another level with, like, energy to where we'll be more aware of, like, the energy around us. And not to the point where people are going to be able to, like, move things with their brain, but we'll just be much more connected to the earth and, like, just aware of energies.
What are you basing
that on? Are you talking about, like, a living thing that binds us, that controls us?
Shut up.
God damn it.
Shut up, Nick.
I'm just kidding. Never mind.
Is it an Inception quote?
No, it's Star Wars. And if the Force is real, it will be owned by AT&T or something.
Well, I don't get what... I think it's just the opposite, because I think that all these technological advances are not going to hinder people from making more.
Well,
people are loving them, and they're going to want to continue to advance technologies.
I also think that there's going to be, like, a second coming of the hippies, but, like, in a new kind of way, and it's going to, like... just take over, and they're going to succeed.
It's
going to
take over the technology?
Yeah. I think,
classic
yeah.
hippie mentality. It'll just take over or something.
Well, yeah.
No planning, nothing, no one's getting together. You're just assuming it's going to happen.
We're going to junk our rocket ships and our MacBooks.
We will always win.
It's going to be a battle of, like, the new hippies versus Big Brother.
But,
and these new hippies are gonna. No,
aren't these new hippies gonna get together when they all get their Facebook event invites and say that they're attending?
And they can all get all the Fish albums they need on fucking iTunes.
They will succeed.
They can find the meeting with Google
Big
Maps
Brother.
On their phone.
So how are they gonna find the like how are they gonna find the energy? How does this go?
The energy's been here all along.
So how do we see it? Do we see it? Is
you, like,
it that they well how do they how are these people going to have their awakening? Is it that they look is it that they
2012 world's changing.
You think that's it?
Yes.
Yeah?
This is
Cloud's
prediction.
You think it's
gonna
be an apocalypse?
No,
are you an apocalypse
now? No, I don't
yeah.
think the world's gonna end. I think that it's just gonna be a big change in people's way of thinking.
You think so you follow that Mayan calendar stuff that something will be revealed and it will change the way we think.
I can see that.
Okay.
I don't think the world's going to end.
I'm going to go off of that briefly. We got our first message from tag name Multiple Hogasms. I'm pretty sure the world will end before I turn 50. You see all the fish dying in Arkansas? It's only a few states away. So that's
LP actually wrote about that today on Octavarius.
Yeah.
With the birds and the fish
yeah.
dying in Arkansas.
It's like
that's tornadoes.
I totally missed that.
It's like in the core.
The core.
Is yeah. that what you're gonna say?
When I read about that article in Huffington Post, I imagine that scene like the funniest scene in the core.
Of many funny scenes.
Where it's like this family that's in like London, right?
Why did we watch
yeah,
the core?
I think,
that's the important question.
Because the tagline for the core is the only way out is in.
Is in. So we decided we were in the suburbs, we got a six pack, and we watched the core. Brian, you and I, and Mark, that's Brian, Mark, and I. And there's a scene where like, these, it's like, oh yeah, we love London. Mommy and Daddy, thank you for taking me. And out of nowhere, this bird just crashes into the statue. And then thousands upon thousands of birds just crash, like they kill people, like it flips the car over, and that's
why
what I was thinking.
Birds die?
Oh, because the Earth stopped rotating, and that
died.
Screwed up their magnitude
now,
in their head.
If I recall the film, they fucked up with the Earth.
No, reason. The birds didn't do anything to the Earth.
No, humans.
No, Earth got mad.
No, Earth just got tired and gave up.
Oh, okay.
So they had to blow it up.
The Earth and it was man. No,
it's Star Wars logic. Just go into the middle of something and blow it up.
It's man being an idiot, but like in an unjustified global way. It's just like the Earth was so tired from all the shit we've done to it that it just stopped spinning.
But like, isn't it impossible to go to the center of the Earth without a...
Well, it was hard in the movie.
They made a machine.
It wasn't easy.
It was in the movie,
they made
an
experimental machine.
They went through, like, crystals.
If it was easy, you think they would have made the movie?
All I remember is a scene where they get out of the big machine. And they're, I assume, below the mantle of the Earth.
In a big crystal area.
Which is thousands of degrees.
A million.
And they just hanging out.
Also pressure.
Oh, my God, the pressure would kill them. In a second.
They had some sort of suit, I think.
They had, like, Ziploc bags. I think they were fine.
Aaron Eckhart was in it.
Aaron Eckhart was in it.
Aaron Eckhart was
so, moving on from technology, what do you think, like, government will be like 50 years from now? Do you think we'd kind of get rid of this whole stupid bickering kind of system that we have now, or is it going to get worse? Will there be government?
It's like anything.
Who thinks it's going to be like a terrible war? Brings us into an apocalypse.
Well, I know you were saying something, Cloud.
I think we're due for some kind of war, yes.
Well, aren't we kind of in? Two?
Yeah, I'm talking World War III.
Oh, I was saying the hippies versus Big Brother people.
The hippies will
Big
lose.
Brother.
It's not a war.
Big Brother wins one day.
Everything has to become more connected. The technology.
If you hippies want your beanie babies.
The hippies
are
organized.
The technology is becoming more connected, so the governments will be more connected. And if there are aliens or something, we're going to have to form a world government anyway.
Whoa, aliens came out of nowhere. Was that an option? Were aliens an option?
I don't know. If they happen, if that's the big war that happens by the time I'm 50, if aliens come down, and we have to put our bickering aside and battle the aliens.
Yeah, I mean, gosh, there are just so many things that have opened up communications-wise. I wonder if we're going to hit a wall with communications, but we'll have other advancements in things, like I was saying earlier, like something with farming or food.
Travel.
Or travel, even.
Farming and food are such boring advancements, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, dude. Think of the awesome food advancements we've had over the years. You know,
have we been able to invent pizza corn yet?
Dude, when we were at
pizza corn,
then I guess food isn't that advanced yet. I don't think they'll have pizza corn.
Pizza corn could solve world hunger if we farmed it properly.
You just grow a pizza.
You know what I really want to see happen? For food, you remember Back to the Future 2 where they take like, it looks like a bagel bite?
The hydrator.
Yeah, yes. and it comes out of pee. I would love to see that happen.
There, if you go to the Museum of Science and Industry, Keith and Lisa and I went with Chris's little brother Andy. We went to the Museum of Science and Industry together, and there is a fella that is working on a food printer, is that right?
It prints like actual food.
3D. Wow. 3D.
What food. Are you? What?
And he's from Chicago.
He is from Chicago.
Yeah. Explain okay. A food printer. Yeah,
you want to tell him?
That's really all. Because
you
know.
Start. Oh, you don't know. Well, so we.
Before
we,
you start on that, I want to interrupt with from NS Productions on the Core. Actually, Stanley Tucci's company was doing tests on the Core. That's why it stopped.
Oh, shit.
That's why.
Oh, sorry. I didn't know that.
Sorry, NS Productions. Go ahead.
He is Stanley Tucci.
Well, yes. this food printer, it will actually, I forget exactly the chemical compounds of what it creates, but what it essentially creates is the color, taste, smell, and texture, and then also the actual nutrients of the food that he puts into it.
Right.
Okay.
You know, so it'll make like a hamburger.
So the idea is like everyone in the world will have one of these, and you can order like Domino's pizza, and they'll be like, "All right, we'll send it over," and they send a signal to your thing.
It's not even like that. It's that you can just. Like,
you just
print. It's like you
I'm
download
print out
one
some roast beef. Like Star Trek The Next Generation almost, where Captain Picard would walk into his quarters and say, like, Earl Grey, 130 degrees, dash of milk.
Can you guys... So maybe this is something new, because I remember seeing a TV show about this thing a few years ago, and that's what they were talking about now, where it was like, it wouldn't, like, it was, I forget how it worked, but it was something where... they had to set it was when the idea that food companies, delivery companies were still around.
Yeah.
So you're saying this thing is like that would just eliminate grocery stores.
Can you imagine
it could, but it probably wouldn't. You know. It would probably be a shitty substitute, but still a substitute.
In what sort of future, though, would we have printers that could make us any food we wanted and we'd order Domino's pizza?
Because some days you're slumming it. We live in Chicago. We don't have to order
what
Domino's.
About
we just do sometimes.
What about if pizza corn... What about if pizza corn was actually just a cornfield, but instead of corn on the stalks, it's just pizza? And you can grow it anywhere. What if that's what we're waiting for?
Is it actual pizza pie?
Yes, you could run through fields of pizza.
But why are we picking?
That seems messy.
Why are we picking corn when we could pick a plant that produces so many more of its fruit than just like one or two?
Like a corn stalk doesn't have plant that just has pizzas hanging.
Yeah.
It's a tree.
What's the most outputting fruit?
Logan, how are you picturing a banana tree with corn?
So many pieces of corn clumped together at the tip.
Yeah.
Do you see the corn stalks as like just rolled up pizzas?
I see them as for each kernel there is a pizza.
I see them as pizza puffs hanging.
And when you slice into it, it's the slices, like a piece of fruit that you...
And then the crust is in the...
Well, no, the crust wouldn't be in the middle.
Like a
cross section in the middle of the pizza.
Wait, so like a cross section of this fruit is what regular pizza looks like, essentially?
Maybe when you slice into it.
It's like the way you're describing it is like a banana, but I peel the banana and it's a slice of pizza.
This sounds hideous. No, because
it's not a banana peel. It's crust. It's like a pizza pie.
This is hideous.
Duh, Castelvi.
Don't fucking duh me.
You can go
explain yourself.
Children will refuse your pizza corn in droves for how hideous this is.
Children, you are wrong about what children will put in their mouths. They want the grossest bullshit in the world to eat.
It would suck because we'd have to spray the pizza corn with pesticides. Have you ever seen, we gotta keep the crows off our pizza.
Dude, future land, we have to use pesticides. We don't just kill bugs with tiny, like...
Lasers?
Like Death Stars that float around
like
on their own.
Like frequencies, like radio frequencies.
Yeah,
that
or lasers. We should just always have deadly radio frequencies.
We need them.
Not if we can grow pizza corn. We don't need nothing.
We don't need insects anymore.
The birds won't need those insects either.
Dude, what if that's the direction we
birds.
Go? What if in the next 50 years we just completely tell the environment to go fuck off?
No, it's like the Lorax. It's just like the Lorax. That's what might happen.
At least when times are shitty, no one gives a shit about the environment anymore.
Well, if times are advanced enough where we can just print out pizza, what do we need it for? What do we need food for? I'm just gonna print out pizza all the time.
And it's not real food.
But
see, if you have food like that, or if you could make food like that, then you'd solve world hunger, and that would solve a lot of problems. Then maybe you might have more time to focus on things.
But then it takes away
like
the
that.
Joy of cooking.
Thank you. After that, Abby IE just send us a tweet, just pizza, period, corn. Thank you, Abby.
Yeah.
Go on.
Yeah, I know who that is.
Corn on pizza isn't bad either, if it's the right pizza. Wait, have I had pizza with corn? I don't think you've ever had that
because it doesn't exist.
Oh,
have you ever had like a taco pizza? Maybe you've had a taco pizza.
What? Sounds like some black beans and
I have had corn on pizza.
I'm always uncomfortable with taco pizza. It feels like it's a violation of pizza.
You're uncomfortable with barbecue. You're uncomfortable with anything that isn't traditional pizza.
We've talked about this in the pizza podcast.
That's right.
Sorry, man. It's a 50th podcast. I can do a little retrospect.
That's called a callback. It's a callback. We almost did a clip show.
Almost.
I actually think Cloud's future and the technology future may not have to be diametric opposites where we all go to war and die.
You mean
at the hands of merciless hippie killers.
Or mutually exclusive.
Yeah, that works too.
I love that phrase.
You know
mutually exclusive.
Because a lot of the new technology is built on biological organisms. Like they have a robot that's controlled with a rat's brain.
I heard of that. I haven't seen
cyborgs.
You just wait until the sex robots. Well,
or we cannot
could,
wait.
Sex robots, dude. That is.
Or maybe we
sex
could
robots
grow
already
sex
exist.
Robot.
No, like good
the
sex
good
robots.
Good ones.
Why would you want a sex robot?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can get a person.
Not everyone can get a person.
Women are so annoying. Am I right?
I'm pretty sure Dane Cook has.
Robots are more reliable than humans.
I would be a little. To be honest, I would be a little less comfortable with a robot than I would with a person. I would be more comfortable with a rando human than
they
I would
could
with
explode, dude.
A robot.
But look,
like, see, I'm still nervous about electric blankets.
But what about
yeah, I don't like those either.
There are people that can't find love.
Hey,
it's called
Match.com. They're already in love with their iPhones.
Match.
If the iPhone could love you back, what would be the goddamn problem?
Dude, electric blankets start on fire, okay?
You can't recommend Match.com, Cloud. It's part of the technology.
Okay, what about this?
It's better than a sex robot.
Cloud, what about this as a compliment? Cloud, what if you could take a robot that looked and felt like a human and you could import it, like the personality of like someone like cool, like Joan of Arc or something. It's like, congrats.
What?
She's in love with you. Joan of Arc's in love with you.
Joan of Arc 5000.
Or Marilyn Monroe or something.
I'm going to go back to your original choice.
I wish Joan of Arc and Marilyn Monroe were two of like five options.
Why Joan? Like,
yeah,
she's like a lunatic.
Yeah, she's schizophrenic.
That was all propaganda.
Why'd you go
dressed
Joan
like
Arc?
A dude.
She was a hero.
Kind of, to the French.
To the French.
And then they burned her at the stake.
Yeah, whatever. You can sleep
that's
with her.
What?
All right.
I guess it's only
well,
a sex
you
robot.
Well, if you put it a sex man robot, you wouldn't... But if that was only one of five choices...
So
you know somebody who chose the job.
Men want emotionless sex, is what it is.
But Cloud,
this
if
is
there,
an outlet for emotionless sex.
So, Cloud, if there was a lot of things, right, you know, that you're talking about, like, it's missing, like, a soul...
Yeah.
Because you're talking about, like, even if a food printer were to print an exact replica of a hamburger...
It's not food.
It's not even food at all, you're saying.
What about this?
Hear me out on this one.
Okay.
All right.
If you had to be stranded on an island with someone... And this is, you know, not necessarily for you, I guess, but the question is, if you're stranded on an island, would you rather be stranded on an island with a person for the rest of your life or an iPhone?
I would rather have a hamburger with a soul.
But with the iPhone, with the iPhone, you could connect to everyone. You can connect to everyone on the planet. You're still connected with the rest of the world.
Can I
leave
the
podcast? Can you talk to anyone? See anything?
Can I connect with the
Wait a minute.
Can I connect with the rescue teams, Chris?
I want. There's service on this island.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's just
asking the hard.
It's a hypothetical question where you're on this island. You can't get off. No one can ever come visit you.
Okay, I get.
You can either have your iPhone with all keeping up with the technology or whatever,
Dude, I don't get service in my
you
house.
Get the person.
Okay, neither do I.
One person or have an iPhone that can connect you to the entire planet.
iPhone.
Dude, I choose human.
Why would you?
What if you don't like the person?
But you get to pick them. You just said I could pick them.
But sometimes you pick wrong.
Sometimes you grow to like.
Wait.
It doesn't matter. Human contact.
It's the only
ideal mate that we're going with. Is the hypothetical iPhone?
If I'm on this island, can I use like my iPhone to go to Amazon.com and order spaghetti?
What's the advantage of having an iPhone?
2 hours?
You can still.
There's no signal out there.
You can still. No. No, it works.
Sure, there's signal. Fine. But what is that?
You can still experience a good chunk of the rest of the world. You don't get the physical interaction, but you can still talk to people. You can still relate to people. You can still find out.
Here's my GPS. Get me.
That's
can
not
you
the
Google
how
okay,
to you have to live separate from society.
Okay, Chris.
Pretty sure people do this already.
How many levels of Angry Birds do they have by that point?
However, 50 years from now, however many levels in Angry Birds they have been, that's how much. It keeps up. You always have the most current version.
Oh, man, so I've got, like, 5,000 levels of Angry Birds plus iPhone.
Yo, tins, can't make out with no Angry Birds.
What if they make an app in 50 years and you can? And you can. They might do it.
Wait, why would I want an app that makes me make out with Angry Birds?
you're
on an island. You're getting strange.
You're fucking sick.
I
want to
know.
Why.
Yeah, you're on an island. I mean, there's nobody there to judge you.
You could be losing your mind.
I'm going to hallucinate a lady coming at me all sexy-like, and if I touch her, she breaks into three smaller ladies.
Tins, you say hallucinate, but the creators of this app say imagine.
No.
I like humans.
But you can still interact with humans on an iPhone. You can interact with more humans.
You can't touch people.
You can't touch one person.
Wait, Cloud.
I would never hug anyone again.
I
want
to know, because Cloud, you're saying that humans have soul, and like part of me loves this position. And what I want to know though is, in your words, like, what makes a human a human?
Having because a soul. This is
what makes it
okay, but like, what is that soul? Like,
when you talk to someone through an iPhone, do you lose your soul? Well, you're still interacting with someone's soul.
Or like, you guys at home listening can't see this, but Chris is sorting his arms through the air.
I am
so just, intense right
he's,
now.
He is like pontificating. That's almost good
vocab. Because everyone says soul, but like, if you were to come across, like, say, for example, a Cylon that was a perfect replica of a human.
Here we go.
Oh,
how we cross this bridge.
Yeah. Well, but, like, but you don't even know. Like, you don't even know if they're a human or not.
It's like, I don't know. For me, like, think of live theater versus film. It's like, it's the same idea, same
but,
message,
okay, but say you meet a Cylon that looks so human, and you fall in love with that Cylon, and you are perfectly happy, and then you find out, like, 20 years after your blissful marriage that Cylon is a Cylon and not a human.
Before or after they destroyed the colonies?
This we're talking after because they're replica human replicas.
So you might be dead.
Before.
Spoilers.
Like if you found out later.
Cylons are evil though.
But well,
not all of them.
Okay,
because
that's
they have,
racist.
Not necessarily.
They have emotions. That Cylon loves you.
Or at least what it thinks love is.
I won't be racist against Cylons.
Thank you.
That's a different situation.
But
I'm just saying I can't
robots.
Love an iPhone.
But Cylons are robots that were built by man.
iPhone was a robot built by man.
Yeah, that's
see,
the that's
hamburger
the crazy
is
thing.
Food built
that's
by
crazy
man.
Isn't this
what
Cylon?
Programming gets so good.
Built hamburger.
Because everyone talks about soul, but like no one... What can you point at something and be like, that's the soul? You know, like, you might conceivably not know you were married to a Cylon for 20 years.
Mark, are you trying to say you're a Cylon?
Guys.
No, Mark,
you know so
I'm dead serious.
About
is this your way of saying that you're
so
a Cylon?
About hamburgers.
Keith, are you a hamburger?
I really, really want to talk about hamburgers, and
okay.
I'm not finding a window.
How about hamburgers
in
the
future? When you're 50.
I just want to do Twitter shout-outs real quick. This is from a couple minutes ago. Abby IE said, on pizza day in high school, I put corn on my pizza. Same thing in regards to our pizza stuff. And, of course, way behind is NS Productions. Y'all remember BBQ chicken pizza from Chatters? I do. Then they tore it down, and I've been depressed ever since. This is from 2 weeks ago. So well done, NS Productions. Go on about that.
Okay. So, I've been wanting to talk about hamburgers for a long time, but at this point, I don't even know why I want to talk about hamburgers. I just want to talk about hamburgers. Let's open the conversation.
We'll still have them.
But 50 years from now, if there's not hamburgers, I don't want to be a part of
okay,
it.
Okay, 50 years from now, do you think we will have made a better hamburger? Like, or do you think the hamburger is like as complex as it's going to get?
It reached the pinnacle of its evolution.
It's really good. I don't want it to change.
You can never underestimate science. Science always does awesome things.
And
it makes everything better.
I'm willing to eat those science burgers and be proven wrong. That's how much I love burgers. I respect them. I will try them every day.
And so if you turn 50 and they've made zero advances in burgers, that's okay.
Oh, that's fine.
What are you going to do? It's a burger.
I don't need my wonderful soulmate that I would take on that island to change. Because I would have the ability to live so much longer than the rest of you without any food, idiots. And then I get to live with the moral dilemma of eating my friend. Because it has a soul.
You're right. It sounds pretty great.
It sounds like paradise.
I think that food in general will be a lot. I think it's going towards a healthier place. Because I like that. Just only because of the moral outrage of what we're finding inside of our food. And all the like food ink and shit.
Yeah.
And just people wanting to move towards healthier alternatives.
Do you think there'll be more vegetarians?
I do. I don't. I think there'll be more. I think they'll outweigh that the meat eaters? No.
I think we could also maybe culturally
Logan,
be better
Logan
about
is disagreeing with. He's weighing.
Oh, there's
weighing?
A lot of people
no.
disagreeing
with
that.
Logan's doing it, but not saying it. Go ahead,
just
how it
works.
They wouldn't outweigh the meat eaters by any means, by actual
mass.
Weight. Yeah,
right.
That doesn't make any sense.
You're stronger,
okay,
you're smarter, you will rule the other animals. You eat meat.
I had a professor in college who honestly believes that in a couple generations we will look back on eating meat as disgusting and like depraved as like genocide and like, slavery. He couple? Said, like, in possibly in our lifetimes, we will look back on it like
been going on for a while.
No slavery,
yeah, like thousands.
Yeah, dinosaurs have been doing it.
Sitting looking back
lions.
At slavery.
Lions,
does that yeah, mean? Just like horrible things you
because
can.
Because black people are animals, that is racist.
Because we treated them like animals, and that's appalling. We treated them like they didn't have souls.
So we treated and animals like they were animals.
Do we?
Is what this guy's saying?
Well, it all comes down to if they're animals or not.
Is this meaning no pepperoni pizza corn?
There will be, of course, there will always be pepperoni
fields
pizza corn.
And fields of pepperoni pizza corn.
So,
there
like,
won't be hamburgers, and that's terrible.
There's hamburger pizza.
But we're designed to eat meat, you know? Like,
we are.
We're people, hey, hold on. People, that's why we're, you
we're
know.
Number one.
Twitter update from James Chase. I assume this is his Twitter tag. It's Cloud. This is for Cloud, right to her. The whole soul, quotation marks, shit she keeps going on about, all a smokescreen. The cyborg lady doth protest too much.
I did notice that on the chat. There were a lot of accusations about some of us being Cylons.
You think that I'm a Cylon?
James Chase thinks you're a Cylon.
Well, you don't know it yet.
Do we have any proof that you're not a Cylon?
Well,
no.
I would just say I was in favor of souls.
That's a
no, you're trying
here.
To make us all into hippies, so we put our guard down and the robots take over.
Boom.
Fuck.
It's possible.
I
just outed you.
I like humans.
You could be
just
a sleeper
Cylon.
That was a rough thing, too. Is like,
oh, yeah.
There are some Cylons that don't know that they're Cylons.
Well, that's such
and then
an
they
emotional,
just get turned on.
It's an emotional tug of war.
That's crazy.
All you've known is human, and then you're not.
Yeah.
Would you? How would
and
you?
You know what? I wouldn't give so much credence to James Chase. You know, just on Twitter. But the thing is he also brought it up in our chat room. And about five people in our chat room said that I specifically am great to party with. And
Knox Robert 16 says, tell B-Wo I love him.
Oh, great. Love you back, buddy.
Oh, and
we got a lot of, go ahead.
Yeah, RJ Tort just sent us that Mark is the Cylon. No human can handle that much sadness.
so you know,
we get a lot of responses from the Cylon.
They're at least saying that I'm fun to party with, and Mark is obviously inhuman because he can handle so much more sadness than anybody else. There's got to be some truth to it.
Sad bot.
So, Lisa, what if you found out you were a Cylon?
Like, would I tell you guys?
Yeah. Maybe, and then what would you do? Would you?
I would tell you guys and hope that you accept me.
What a weird scenario that would be.
Imagine telling your boss
hey
that.
Guys.
You know what would be a terrible scenario is if you fell in love with somebody who was a Cylon but never knew that they were a Cylon, and then they die, however cyborgs die,
they don't.
You know, they run out of battery.
They don't. They don't.
They run out of brain battery.
Oh, okay.
And they die, and the wife never knows that person is a Cylon until like they do the autopsy and find that he's made of metal.
Do you guys ever watch the TV show based on the movie Weird Science?
Yes.
But there's
yes.
The TV show
yes.
Like the 90s. There's one episode where who is it? Wyatt, I want to say, when the dark hair goes on.
Yeah, that is Wyatt.
Yep.
Yeah, goes on a date with this girl, but she turns out to be a robot. Like, the magic chick, Lisa.
Lisa, yeah.
Made this chick for him, and he falls in love with her, but then, like, she has to be recharged and stuff.
Oh.
And, like,
is former star Bill Paxton in the TV show, too?
No, he's not.
No.
Oh.
He's too big for a USA television show in the early 90s.
Paxton's still big.
Show.
He's got
I
that HBO show
girlfriend.
Where he's got all those wives.
Wait, he's current star Bill Paxton now?
Yeah, he's still current star Bill Paxton.
He's been star Bill
yeah.
Paxton in the past couple of years.
Yeah, Twister really took off.
It's been riding on top ever since.
Just riding that Twister.
We're getting a tweet from one of our producers. It's Abby, and she's saying that Logan is convinced that she's a robot.
I am.
This is your girlfriend, Abby?
Yeah, I'm convinced she's a robot.
She's how do you mean?
It's her back.
Oh, no, she will she just gets really emotional to the point where
like
it's...
Like a robot?
Like a robot. To the point where, it's really... It's, no, like when we're watching Lost, or she just doesn't... She doesn't seem like a person.
Now, this is true. I did see some of this. We were hanging out this weekend, and she was wanting to watch Lost, but you wanted to watch that episode with her.
Yeah.
And she was very upset with you.
Yeah, she was pissed.
She was is both cute and infuriating, I guess, for her. Because she's like, oh, we should watch this together as boyfriend and girlfriend. But
no, that was me. I just wanted to watch that specific episode because it's my favorite episode.
Ah, I see.
I convinced a child that an adult was a robot once.
Good.
Oh, tell that story. That's a fun one.
I was a day camp counselor, and I won't mention the kid's name, but he was a really funny kid. Let's just call him Billy Goat.
Can we call him Hamburger?
We'll call him Hamburger. Yes. Hamburger was a really nice kid, but he talked to the counselors more than he did the kids. So we'd play games with him, and he'd go along with it. And one time we told him that another counselor, Dan, was a robot, and that Dan couldn't drink carbonated soda because if he did, he would short circuit and go crazy. So the kid would never let Dan drink soda. And we were convincing him, we're like, yeah, no, Dan's totally a robot. And he's like, I don't believe you. And I'm like, no, I told him that, like, one time Dan, when he short-circuited, he went crazy and he took a kid and he threw the kid up in the air, like, so high, he saw an airplane and waved to it and then fell back down to the ground.
A la Adam's Family Values.
The kid didn't believe me, so I go, no, listen. Hamburger, my uncle was on that plane. He saw that kid wave to him. Like, it totally happened.
How old was this boy?
He was 8. I think, I honestly...
He was 8 and he believed you?
I honestly think he was more just playing along. I think he was just a cool kid who was playing along.
I was going to say, he actually believed you. He deserves whatever he got.
When you tell someone so young something with such confidence, for a second they kind of believe you. And they go, wait a minute. No, he would have died when he hit the ground. That's not... Dan's not a robot. But that was great, because then he wouldn't let Dan drink soda pop whenever he saw him. He would just take it. He goes, now you're going to short circuit.
So. Now this is just chapter one in a long book of you lying to your camp counselors, is it not, Chris?
To the campers, not the
campers. To the campers, not the campers.
I told them the truth. No, I didn't lie to them all. Well, I mean,
yeah, you did.
You do sometimes. I would tell them, well, because...
Then you tell them that they couldn't, if they moved the window down on the bus, an alarm would go off?
Yeah.
And their parents would come and pick them up?
Well, yeah.
You just terrify them.
They weren't supposed to touch the windows. And one kid asked me, why aren't you allowed to touch the windows? And I couldn't tell him no reason. Like, you're a kid, you know, we'll decide when the windows...
Magical reason.
So I just said, oh, well, that's hooked up to an alarm system. And when you open it, the alarm goes off and that camera there... takes your video, so when your parents come, we can prove that you're the one who did it, and the field trip is canceled. So don't touch the windows. Like, but they never... Yeah.
They never listen.
But kids get lied to all the time. We lied to about Santa Claus.
Fuck okay? You, dude.
That's just a straight-up lie.
There are children listening.
Yeah, there are children listening.
Listening.
My God, they shouldn't be.
Headphones, Abby.
Children should not be listening to this. This isn't real life.
Keith, I have a question for you.
Is it about hamburgers?
Yes.
Good.
We should get some hamburgers after this.
If you could take a really awesome hamburger and introduce it to a time period of the past,
ooh.
What time period would you...
What?
Or like, yeah.
Can't I just have the hamburger?
You're introducing...
Why are you making me give
like
it away?
Like, they didn't have hamburgers. Like, would you have
you want
cavemen?
Me? Oh,
like...
I would go and rename it the Habersburgers.
Okay.
There you go.
Because I would take it back before it was invented. That's a good idea. So I guess they probably could have used it, you know, let's go with 200.
Year 200?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
This is a question that
it's lasted this long.
That I ask LP, or me and LP, I'm sorry he's not here to hear this, but one of the questions we would ask people we met is, if you could take credit for any invention in the last 50 years, what would it be and why?
That's good.
Anything. You can take complete credit for it.
Does that mean you get the fame and
you get
money
everything that comes
with
that? Yeah.
Facebook.
Yeah.
I would totally take Facebook. That's sweet.
Why is that? For the money?
Yeah, just being the Facebook dude. Did Facebook. That's like...
Get a movie made about you.
A lot of shit goes through there, and you'd be able to, like... You know, you could just sell it all tomorrow and just fucking do whatever.
So you'd be living through this time, but rich.
Yeah, and then I could just take that money and do whatever I wanted. Wouldn't matter. I could go get a cabin in Oregon and start a small theater troupe, and we would do, you know, plays of for children or something.
Dancing.
You know, like, it wouldn't fucking matter. I could have so much money, it just wouldn't matter. And, like, no one would fucking bother me, because, like, anyone that bothered me, I'd just pay to have them removed.
What if there's...
Delete their profile.
There's other things like taking credit for... What if you took credit for Kanye West's, like, career, and you were, like, a music manager for Kanye West?
Like, you come back and change history.
Like, I invented so Kanye?
Yeah, you did the whole Kanye thing. Because that's just a different industry.
It might be.
He's just as rich and as famous. Maybe not just as rich.
I invented Kanye, I would probably be a little bit more frustrated because I'd be wearing, like, all the Kanye clothes, but I wouldn't be Kanye. So people would look at me and be like, dude, what's with the fucking shades? You know?
And you'd be like, I invented Kanye. Drive away in your six-car Hummer.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like
six-car six Hummer.
Yeah,
it's like a train?
Yeah.
It's a limo train. It's a limo train.
I think if, you know, if I could take anything in 50 years, I would take something that would give me, like, way too much money so that I could just not have to worry about anything anymore and just, you know, do something stupid.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, be
the interesting part of the question is not the what invention which will make you rich, but what field that you would then be in. Because by Facebook, you're in the, like, a technology.
Oh, so I would have to be, like...
You would be in that world.
I couldn't just sell it and be done?
No, you'd have to be like, well, I guess you could. Like, in a way, you could. That's not fun.
What if I chose the field of, like, creating...
Well, you get the credit for it.
Yeah, you
could take the credit for it and be like, that rodeo clown is the guy that invented
Facebook. If I invented rodeo clowns, just a rich rodeo clown guy?
No, like, what if I invented THX, you know, and then every other film that wants to have a huge, great surround sound, they just use me. Yeah. Like, technically, I created it, and I'm like, all right,
so now,
use it.
Now Nick is in the movie field.
I see that, okay.
Which is, I think, would be awesome, because every time you heard the blah, that sound,
it would
be like...
Nick Productions.
Kaka Productions, and everyone's gonna be like, it's gonna be a good night. It's gonna be a good movie.
Call them Kaka.
Okay, I would want...
NS Productions is on your side. A reported investment by Goldman Sachs and a Russian inventor of $500 million in Facebook. Soon they will be worth $50
billion. Yeah, dude, I sell that shit, I can have the most bitchin' theater troupe in Oregon.
Dude, you got nothing nothing on Nevada's theater troupe. We'll do dancing.
If I had to take credit for someone's career, I would do Ben Franklin.
For 50 years.
That's 50 years.
Oh, I can't have burgers.
You want to
Ben Franklin the Third.
Burgers are older than 50. What's
Ben
the
Franklin the Third?
I'll go 100 years.
Give me the burger. Just give me the burger.
For a lot of things.
You can't do cars or airplanes.
I just want the burger. That's all I want credit
for. You could take credit for when did like a fast food chain? When does Wendy's come out?
Yeah, you can do Wendy's.
I want the hamburger.
You can't have the hamburger.
Give me the damn burger.
You can invent your own burger.
No, it's already...
You want to invent the meat.
So what is the Keith burger? What is it? Oh, actually, I made this in Big Mouth. It's delicious. It is a normal bun.
Sorry,
right? And then
these tweets.
I take...
Normal bun, so like no sesame seeds.
Right, yes.
Just
and then
plain
pretzel
roll.
Third pound burger, topped with sauteed onions and mushrooms, and then you take green peppers that are in like an au jus of Italian beef, and you put those green peppers on it, and then you put marinara on it. That's the new ketchup for this, and you put provolone melted on it, and then you can put the last thing was that I took the top bun, and I just like. Jumped it, like hit it into the au jus of the Italian beef, so it just lightly soaked the top. It's phenomenal. Mm. And
that sounds really good.
That's the average burger.
Well, it's very Italian. Well, make me one.
Sounds great. Yeah.
I guess I would probably do, like, what if I was the creator of, like, Lord of the Rings? Ooh. I could be a Lord of the Rings
franchise. Oh, and you Tolkien?
I could, not Tolkien.
Peter Jackson?
Just Peter Jackson, like the movies.
So you'd be in competition so, with
Lincoln. Yeah.
I would be. Or maybe Quentin Tarantino. I could just be Quentin Tarantino on the in that industry.
Yeah.
And be
this is no longer, I think, what would you take credit for? This is now just
who you
want to
be.
Who would
you
be
John
if
Williams?
You could,
if you could be anybody.
Oh, I'd
if
be like the could. Undertaker. That would be sweet.
Undertaker?
Undertaker would be so cool.
Pretty sweet.
Tim, who would you be?
Wow. Oh man, I just want to be the guy that invents pizza corn.
He's up.
You'd be great. You'd be their spokesperson too.
Yeah, like
pizza
think about
corn.
It. The day that we invent pizza
oh,
corn, and I was thinking of this a couple minutes ago. The ridiculous wow factor of an invention, I think, really highly depends on when it was invented. Because like. If we came up with pizza corn today, we'd be like, whoa, this is really, really cool. Somebody invented pizza corn. Mm-hmm. But if I presented people with pizza corn like 400 years ago, I would be a god.
My question, to you, does pizza corn taste at all like corn?
Tastes like pizza. Tastes like pizza, looks
pure,
like corn. Pizza
pure
corn.
100% pizza taste.
Sold.
Tastes like pizza, looks like corn.
Yeah, and for every kernel, there is a full 16-inch deep-dish pizza.
This is a giant... Those are
pizza pizza looks like
this
corn,
is a
best
forest.
Thing you ate since the baby was born. Pizza corn.
This is a jungle of pizza corn.
Yeah, those are giant plants.
Yeah, extremely cheap to make, extremely fruitful pizza corn.
You water them with garlic butter.
Oh, this gets back to
pizza corn.
I wanted to talk about one thing about bugs, how in the future, I wish we had no bugs. And here's why. I know people are like, oh, but the spiders.
You need them for the ecosystem.
The spiders kill the flies,
did
and the flies do this,
about
and
bugs?
This bothers this.
No,
Keith mentioned it earlier.
If we have, like, all pests do are remove other pests. So, if we don't have pests, there's no pests to remove.
What?
What are you talking about?
Talk about removing the bugs, and I'm on board.
Food chain broken.
Yeah, like, people like, can't get rid of spiders because they kill flies.
I hate spiders.
They kill flies because they do this bullshit.
So, we kill them all?
Spiders.
We'll just live?
Well, no.
And even though, even if, yes, we'll probably lose some animals because some animals eat bugs.
We're
going to
lose the entire ecosystem.
No, we'll lose everyone but us, and we're already... printing food? What the fuck do we do with the world? Just give me my hamburger now.
I was
print it out of the computer, for God's sake.
We need oxygen.
We'll print it.
No.
Yeah, dude. We can probably make oxygen once we can just generate food out of nothing.
Now, in honor of our 50th podcast, I think it's time. I'm going to have to pimp Brian. To do something for the ladies.
Yeah.
All right, so get something ready, and then I'll get your intro music. Okay?
I'm good. I can go.
You're good?
Yeah, right, I can go.
Oh, yeah. Everybody, cool your jets and put on your hats. It's time for B-World Does Something for the Ladies.
Hey, girls. I guess we're 50 now, or at least I am. I'm glad we survived the hippie revolution against Big Brother and Big Brother's terrible, terrible retaliation. I put away all my sex robots and I hope you put away yours.
Of course, baby.
You don't have to take out that pizza corn tonight. Oh, don't you touch that food printer.
You silly fox.
We're going out. We're going out for a nice juicy burger. And you order any kind of burger you want. It's on me. Hey, we made it. 50.
Aw, yeah. This has been B-World Does Something for the Ladies. Tune in next week, hip cats. There you go.
Damn,
that was sexy. Another tweet update before that is NS Productions once again. Can you invent something that actually grows from a seed? Like, invent the seed for a plant? That's for you, Tins. Rules.
It's called genetic modification, and I assume we can grow pizza.
Just take the genome of pizza and map it, and then find the important genes.
Well, okay, here's the thing. Here's the thing. Maybe it won't be real 16-inch deep-dish pizza, but it will be a plant that looks just like a 16-inch deep-dish pizza, tastes exactly like it, has the same texture. Maybe it'll still be a corn plant, but genetically modified.
Is it naturally hot from the oven while on the stalk?
You know what? I can't believe
it. It's not as good if it isn't.
It's always sun-baked, you see.
I can't believe that I didn't think of this, but actually somebody invented something very similar to your pizza treat tins.
Pizza corn plant.
Or your pizza corn plant. Yeah, it was Pee Wee Herman and Big Top Pee Wee. He invented the
scientist Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, he invented, in Big Top Pee Wee, Pee Wee Herman was, he created a hot dog tree. And you could grow hot dogs. He idolized George Washington Carver, you know, the famous peanut. Grower. Yeah,
yes.
Genius.
Yeah. And so Pee Wee made these crazy inventions, and he made the hot dog tree.
Pause.
That's preposterous.
Pause. Time. Wait. He said he consulted with George Washington Carver?
He idolized him. That was like a character trait of his. It wasn't that he just happened to have a hot dog tree. This was a serious plot point.
I misheard you. I first heard that he had coffee with George Washington Carver.
It's Pee Wee Herman. It's not out of the...
Well, time-wise, Carver was dead.
Yeah, but I'm sure he got time travel or some shit. I don't know.
He's got a talking chair.
He's got a talking chair.
Yeah, he could have gone into magic screen
this
and
is,
talked to George Washington.
This is
Carver.
This is Big Top Pee Wee. It's a different universe.
Oh. Sorry.
It's okay. It's when the circus comes.
As much as I joke about this pizza corn idea, it is 50 years in the future.
Yeah,
imagine 50 years in the past.
Hey, Castelvi.
Oh, yeah?
I thought it was just when we're 50. Now it's 50 years in the future?
Think about all the greats.
Let's say it's 50.
It's not about 50.
Oh, okay, I get it.
What are you saying, Tim?
I'm gonna make you a bet.
Is this another famous bet?
I'm going to bet you, don't I already owe you a possible steak dinner by 2050?
You owe me a seafood dinner by 2050.
Oh, a seafood dinner. Was this for the lightsaber thing?
This was for the lightsaber thing.
Saying, but yeah, we already have a dinner bet in place saying that I believe my stance was I think lightsaber technology will exist by 2050.
Yes, exact lightsaber technology via the movies.
I'm going to go out here and say by 2050 we will have maybe we won't have it exactly, but we'll have the technology and the capability to make pizza corn by 2050.
It's interesting that you make this bet. I was literally about to say it's not unlikely that in 50 years or by 2050 that would happen. That being said, I accept your bet.
Excellent.
I mean, 2050. What's the steak dinner?
Steak dinner.
You know what? I'm tired of steak.
Are you sure? Because I really want a. I want a huge surf and turf meal.
Well, you're not getting it because you're gonna lose.
You could just have a big slice of
pizza corn. Is not gonna happen.
Okay. Well, figure out dinner of your choice.
I mean,
dinner of my choice, more like.
You know, about a nice Chinese dinner.
Can I go out for Chinese?
Really nice Chinese.
By 2050, every dinner will be Chinese dinner, actually.
Yeah, that's right. Boom. All right,
fair enough.
But, I mean, like, you know, even 10 years ago, we couldn't have imagined a popped chip. And we have that.
Wait! What are you talking about, Mark?
I mean, can you imagine a chip that's popped and not baked or fried, but still with all the delicious flavor?
That can't exist yet!
I know!
Popped like styrofoam is popped? Like flavored styrofoam?
Like you're eating in the future?
A lot like that, except it's great for moms.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's healthy.
I actually had some pop chips today, and they were terrible. They were absolutely horrible.
Why did you get them then?
It came in like a Christmas gift box. It was pop chips.
Is there any flavor?
It was like cheddar and I can only assume garbage. It was like cheddar and used Band-Aids.
Well, Castelvi has actually been eating. He's not been eating very well because he actually has run into a lot of debt.
Candy?
He's just married. Yeah, hot chicks. They're so affordable. It's all he can eat.
Well, Matt, if you do get $10,000 or more of credit card debt,
I have just about that.
Really? Oh, gosh.
Or more.
Well, then you would need to call Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution will guarantee to negotiate down your credit card debt of $10,000 or more, or they'll give you pop chips that taste good.
No.
Legal Helpers Debt Resolution is available by phone and by internet. But wait, Matt, isn't there a jingle that they're singing round the globe?
I just want to say that Scotty Diaz sent me a picture of a pizza tree.
Scott Danielson wins the podcast. Oh my god.
Right before my glorious song. Legal Helpers Debt Resolution. LegalHelpersDR.com. When you buy too many pizza trees.
Great. Yeah, I suppose that just about does it for us. It appears we may have had some technical issues with Blog TV. Oh, this is brought to you also by Blog TV. You probably can't hear it at this point because it crashed. But so we do.
What a great commercial take.
That being said, our apologies to the Blog TV users who may have gotten cut off from the audio stream for a couple of seconds. We are currently on kind of a new setup. We're still sort of figuring this thing out, so we'll iron out all glitches that that Blog TV will allow us to. And other than that, yeah, thanks everybody for your Facebook responses and your Twitter responses all hours. Mm-hmm. It's been a lot of fun answering those. So thank you so much.
John C.
John C.
Yeah.
Riley?
No, that's the person with
James C.
That was James C.
Yeah. I hope that answered your question, James.
any other things we want to give out for the 50th podcast?
Oh. The listeners!
Thank you, listeners. Thanks again to Logan for sitting in. I hope you had a good time.
Thanks for having me, really.
Yeah,
it's
more.
So nice.
It's more my pleasure.
Yeah,
yeah.
Well, we're just glad to have a nice sea captain like yourself here.
He looks like a sea captain for those of you at home right now. He's wearing a hat. He's got facial hair and everything.
Chris is sawing the air with his hands. It's almost as if he's pontificating right now.
Out of control.
Now I think it's time for Makula, who's been deadly silent throughout this entire podcast.
That's right. THX reference.
It's just about time.
And the force.
For Makula's seven words of wisdom.
No, that, come on, that does not.
This has been Makula's seven words of wisdom.
Man, I really hope we get a full sentence.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd get something sometime.
There's always 50 more podcasts ahead, guys.
You can make a full sentence of seven words.
Well, no, I mean, I want to start out.
It's already been.
Dick McCoolidge.
But no, wait.
All right, everybody, that's gonna have to do it for us right now.
You know,
get together next week, McCoolidge.
Okay.
All
right.
Everybody, thank you so much for listening. Here's to another 50. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
You want to have more things to say? The volcanoes are coming. Watch out! Hide your children. Hide them. Hide your children. Hide your children. Volcanoes.
Check out our Twitter.
Volcanoes.